Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, September 15th, 2025. And we have some good news to share from the world of funding for medical research.
My name is Dr. Charles Rolski. I'm the executive director of the Shaw Institute in sunny Blue Hill, Maine.
Probably the last couple of times we spoke with you, we've touched on some of the federal budget cuts and impacts on research. Today, you come with some good news.
Yeah, we have a really amazing multidisciplinary team stretching from Maine all the way to Arizona. And we ended up securing a grant with the Arizona Alzheimer's Coalition to explore how microplastics and nanoplastics might affect neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's. And it's a really big win for this community. We're really excited to start the work and even more excited that this research will actually be done in Blue Hill. We've seen some pretty interesting data out of our neighbors at the University of Rhode Island that showed that when mice were exposed to dietary amounts of microplastics, that they ended up having these sort of neurodegenerative outcomes that were really negative and could actually impact the spread of Alzheimer's disease and how severe it was. So for us to sort of look at the kind of landscape of what's been done before, that really motivated us to pursue this grant. And not only will we look at microplastics crossing the blood-brain barrier, getting into the brain of these people that suffer from this disease, but then look at the outcome. Is it making the disease worse? Is this a factor that we should now be considering when we're talking about how Alzheimer's can get worse? And so it's a really big step in a direction that initially we didn't want to take. We were kind of worried about it, but now it's more critical than ever that we explore this.
What was worrying you about doing this initially?
It's always a concern when we start looking at diseases like this, just because we don't want to spread alarm and we don't want to make people really, really worried that maybe they're causing the disease or something like that. So it's really important that we get into this in a coherent way. First, let's develop a really good method to be able to extract this data. And then second, let's build a really collaborative team that's able to assess certain risk factors of Alzheimer's so we can actually make these correlations and see if things like socioeconomic factors, if demography, if having fresh food available, if all these different things that we kind of take for granted are influenced by either, you know, our health or it is basically putting things together that can kind of seem uncomfortable. And we're trying not to make these big assumptions. And so we're doing this in a way that's very logical, very step-by-step. And that way we can actually make conclusive factors or conclusive ties between exposure of this pollutant and then maybe some more severe disease.
I read that you'll be using brains that are donated.
This is a really special type of tissue. It is accessible only by donation. We work with the Banner Sun Health Research Institute in Arizona. It's considered to be one of the best in the country. And so basically people can document that their brains can be used for science, especially if they do carry a disease like this. So we coordinate with them directly. We go through Arizona State University, and then those two come to us for our analytical methods here in Blue Hill. And it's something that we take very seriously. It's the ultimate show of respect and dedication to advancing science for someone that is a donor. And that makes this study even more important. And when we take it that much more seriously. Our touch tank is still open for the time being, Wednesday through Saturday. We plan on staying open for the rest of the year. If you'd like to come in and chat with us, feel free to reach out. Our website is shawinstitute.org. While this work is supported by a grant, we could always use more help. So if you have any questions or any suggestions, please feel free to reach out at any point.
That was Dr. Charles Rolski. He is the executive director and senior research scientist at the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill. Later this month, the Shaw Institute will be offering two screenings of the award-winning documentary short film Sludge, a PFAS Uprising, followed by a panel discussion featuring filmmakers, PFAS experts, and Maine family farmers that are featured in the film. The audience will have an opportunity to ask questions. The Shaw Institute team served as advisors on the film and also created the official education guide for it. Those screenings and discussions will be taking place in Bucksport and Stonington on Thursday, the 25th of September from 6 to 8 p.m. They'll be at the Alamo Theater in Bucksport, and on Sunday, the 28th of September at the Stonington Opera House. You can get more information and purchase tickets at shawinstitute.org. Just click on events. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.